This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Tony Connolly. Thanks so much for tuning in. We've got a great returning guest today. He's a good friend of mine. I know him well. He's the Ingham County, Michigan prosecutor, and he joins us today, John DeWayne. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, and full disclosure, John lives in the same community I do. We have coached together. I coached his youngest son, Colin DeWayne, in basketball. So I know what a good man he is, what a good dude he is, despite the fact that he's a huge University of Michigan football fan.
I knew that was coming.
So how's life, John?
Things are going well. You know, today's the last day to file for the general election. So I haven't checked the website, but, you know, we're moving forward. So, yeah, things are going well.
Well, John is running again for Ingham County prosecutor. He was appointed to that position, and he's referring to the fact that maybe no one is running against you on the Democratic side of the scene. Is that true?
Yeah, that's so, like I said, I haven't checked the website today, but as of yesterday, no one has filed as a Democratic candidate. I would assume by 4 o'clock today that I would have a Republican challenger. I don't see why they wouldn't put somebody up against me.
What I found very interesting, because I attended a fundraiser of yours, John, I wouldn't hesitate to say that a little less than half of the folks who showed up for that fundraiser were Republicans or independents. And I just find that interesting in this divided world that we live in. What are you doing and what have you done that just kind of brings all factions together?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I did was, you know, change some policies when I took office for Carol Seaman. And, you know, I really focused on gun violence in our community. And I think that's something that hits home, whether you're Democrat, independent, Republican, whatever. People want to be safe. They want to be safe in their neighborhoods. They want to be safe in their homes. And so I think people can relate to that and the message I'm trying to send to the community that I do take gun violence very seriously and have made changes to address those issues.
How do you think the laws are when it comes to our state of Michigan, how prosecutors handle that and how judges handle it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had some new legislation that was put forth and, you know, with background checks, safe storage, ERPOs, things of that nature. So I think people are responding appropriately, and I think it was supportive. You know, when we have these mass shootings that occurred, and certainly the MSU shooting, you know, that grabs people's attention and they want change. And so, you know, again, my office made some policy changes to hold people accountable for gun violence. And if you're a repeat offender, I'm going to hold you accountable. So things are going well in that area, I believe.
When you have conversations with other prosecutors, with judges, with law enforcement, what are they talking about?
The one thing as prosecutors that we're seeing, Tony, is a lot of turnover in our offices with assistant prosecutors, either leaving for federal employment, such as, you know, the U.S. Attorney's Office or the Attorney General's Office, you know, and not being able to find attorneys to come in and replace them. It's really the last several years, I think, have been really hard for prosecutors and law enforcement to hire people.
John, I've heard people ask me why you're doing the job that you're doing, that if you were in private practice, you could make a lot more money and have a lot more flexible time. What do we need to do to keep especially the young prosecutors engaged? If they need a raise, how much do they need? They need another 10K, 15K. I understand that the Ingham County, Michigan commissioners have had discussions about this.
Yeah, I think, you know, the pay scale certainly is an issue that these APAs, assistant prosecuting attorneys, they work really hard to protect our community, to ensure that, you know, defendants and people that are accused are held accountable. One of the big issues that I see, Tony, is there's no pension anymore for these APAs. When I started a few years, 23 years ago, I had a pension and I had to vest at a certain point. So, you know, I had to stay on for 6 to 10 years before I vest. There's no carrot anymore for these people to have in front of them.
Do you see that changing anytime soon?
Unfortunately, I don't. It'd be nice if it did.
Let's talk a little bit more about the campaign. What's the best part about campaigning?
You know, this is my first time coming out running a campaign, so I'm new to it. You know, we had the big fundraiser that you attended last year, but I have kind of laid back a little bit to see if anybody's coming out against me. So I haven't really ramped that up yet. I certainly probably will know by the end of the day today what I need to do. But the thing I enjoy most going from, as you know, a trial prosecutor, as being the Ingham County prosecutors, getting out and meeting people. going to community events, going to speak in front of people and hear their concerns about our community and about the gun violence and other violence that we need to address.
What's the worst part about campaigning? And I know you haven't gotten into it deeply yet, but so far.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there has been a worst part. I guess, you know, asking for money is always difficult for me. You know, that's a hard thing, just pride-wise, to ask people to donate to my campaign, but it's necessary and important.
We're talking with John DeWayne, who is the Ingham County, Michigan prosecutor. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the anti-Semitism we're seeing around the country and what his thoughts are on that. We'll do that next. I'm Tony Connolly. This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
When you fly Lansing, you are just one stop away from over 500 amazing global destinations. The Capital Region International Airport, your gateway to the world. Visit flylansing.com for more information.
Welcome back to Media Business. I'm Tony Connolly. We're talking with Ingham County, Michigan prosecutor John DeWayne. John, I'm sure you've seen on the news all over the country, especially on college campuses, there are protests. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. What do you think as you see this?
You know, I haven't seen any criminal cases come before my office with regard to any anti-Semitism. Certainly we have MSU, you know, down the road here from my office. And, you know, people have strong opinions about what's happening in the Middle East and in Gaza. You know, most of these people have been respectful. And so I haven't seen any of those cases come before me. Certainly, I watch the news and what's happening across our country. It's divided, and sometimes it's very ugly.
What kind of position is a prosecutor put in when you see what's going on? Let's just go to New York City, where Columbia University is. It's also happening at Yale and Cal Berkeley and other campuses. But how does a prosecutor play into this? The person's arrested, they're charged. Take us from there.
Sure. I mean, so you probably have a variety of different crimes that you're looking at. You know, there are hate crimes on our statutes. So, you know, you got to look at the conduct and what was involved and then determine, you know, what charges are going to be issued. And again, you know, you have to see whether or not there's First Amendment issues involved and then go from there and then decide what type of crime you're going to charge.
We've seen similar cases like this in the Detroit area, in Dearborn. Have you talked to anyone about how they're handling it?
You know, I haven't. Sometimes these cases, if they are anti-Semitic and racial, they could be going federally by the feds or the attorney general. Sometimes those are the more appropriate agencies to handle these types of cases than your local prosecutor. But certainly I would not be opposed to issuing charges if it meets our statutes.
John, talk a little bit about crime in our state. I know you're really focused on Ingham County, Michigan, but just from your conversations with other prosecutors, how are we doing here in our state? Is it up? Is it down? In our county, is it up? Is it down? What's it look like?
You know, I can't really speak for the rest of the state. I did read an article last week in the Detroit News that their homicide rate is the lowest it's been since 1966. And that's amazing. You know, for our county, you know, overall shootings in Lansing over the last 14 months, we've been down 29%. In the same period of 3 years ago. And our fatal shootings are down 56% from the last 3 years. So there are changes being made, whether it's my office, whether it's groups such as Advanced Peace that's in our community, proactive law enforcement. I do see a decline in violent crime in our community. I see a decline in domestic violence, criminal sexual conduct cases. So things I think are looking better, at least in the last, you know, year and a half.
Talk a little bit about it, the one organization you just mentioned. What was it, Advanced?
Advanced Peace.
Yeah, talk about that organization and what they do and how it's working out.
Yeah, so Advanced Peace comes into, you know, such as the city of Lansing, where we have retaliatory and sicklatory violence, mostly with our juveniles. And so they come in, they identify who our top shooters are, and then they send out what's called neighborhood change agents to meet with these individuals to try to de-escalate the retaliatory violence. And since they've been in Lansing, we've seen a significant decline in gun violence in our community. So Advanced Peace does not work hand in hand with law enforcement. They're separate, but they are an integral part of helping us reduce gun violence in our community.
When you see these youngsters that are committing these crimes, talk a little bit about what they have in common. And I know a little bit about this, John, in regards to parents in the home and economic status and all that. Talk a little bit about what you see, especially from the repeat offenders.
Yeah, so what I'm seeing with the juvenile population and committing violent crime with guns is the access to guns. That for some reason, there's a cultural, I don't know how to put it, but a status symbol of having and possessing a gun, whether it's glorified in music or whatnot. But everybody appears to me to have a gun and has to be armed. And that's the problem with the access to the firearms. You know, and then there's, you know, this retaliatory violence. One person shoots up a house and then the next person comes over and shoots up their house. So that's what I'm seeing there. You know, how do we change it? You know, try to limit the access to the firearms. Again, having advanced peace come in and try to be the mediator between, you know, factions that are feuding. And then, you know, there's the home life. You know, what do we do there? I mean, are there after school programs that we can get these kids involved in? You know, I understand that parents, it may be a single family home where one of the parents works, and then there's idle time after school. And we got to get these kids into some type of groups, you know, school, sports like our kids did, Boys and Girls Club, Crystal Race, things that keep them busy.
John, when we come back, I want to ask you about the black market for guns. I'd like to learn a little bit more about that. We'll do that next. We're talking with John DeWayne, who is the Ingham County, Michigan prosecutor. I'm Tony Connolly. This is Media Business on the Michigan Business Network.
The attorneys of Foster Swift, Collins & Smith offer legal counsel to businesses, families, individuals, and municipalities throughout Michigan. Clients know they can count on Foster Swift for all their legal needs, from straightforward wills to sophisticated business transactions and complex litigation. Learn more about Foster Swift and how they can assist you at fosterswift.com.
Welcome back to Media Business. I'm Tony Connolly. We're talking with John DeWayne, who is the Ingham County, Michigan prosecutor. John, tell us what you can about illegal guns, the black market for this. Where do people get these guns? How does that work from what you know?
Sure. So a lot of guns that we see that are involved in gun violence, homicides, assault with intent to murder, things of that nature, are usually obviously not registered to anybody. They're usually stolen. That's why we tell people never to leave their firearm in their vehicle overnight, safe storage, lock it up. So a lot of these guns are traded and sold on the black market, you know, for cheap dollars. Then we have people that can do what's called 3D printing. You can make a gun online and make one that way. So, and we call those ghost guns. There's no serial number registered to these guns. They're easily accessible. So, you know, we see quite a bit of guns that are stolen and not registered in our crimes.
What can you tell us about the black market specifically? How does that work? Like if I was a bad guy and I was looking to get a gun, where do you go? How's that work?
Yeah, I would think, you know, obviously I'm not in that type of business, but I think it would be something word of mouth, you know, social media, things of that nature. You know, if you're committing a crime with a firearm, the first thing you probably want to do is get rid of it. So you'd go to the black market if you want to get, you know, quick sale, sell it for cheap. Now it goes into the hands of somebody else, but we are able to track those guns. So if a gun's used in Lansing in a homicide, sold, and then it shows up in Detroit and it's fired there, we can try to match those shell cases to determine if it's the same gun.
John, are there other programs, not only in our state, but let's focus on a county that you work in, Ingham County, Michigan, where these kids that are getting into trouble, what programs do you work with, do you know of that can kind of help put these kids on the right track, especially if there's no father in the home, single parent home, and not a lot of supervision from home life?
So one of the things that we've started here in Ingham County is a gun violence court, a weapons court, I should say, with Judge Aquilina started that. So these individuals, if they're a first-time offender possessing a gun, they can come into that courtroom, and these are juveniles, and they go through kind of a diversion program. They learn about the dangers of having a firearm, what it can do and what it can cause harm, you know, to other people. And they go through a three-step process, and if they successfully complete it, the charge is wiped off or reduced off their criminal records. So that's one thing that we can do. And again, I would say, you know, after-school programs and things of that nature really would help you know, individuals and children stay out of the criminal realm.
John, I know you've heard of the fentanyl challenge that we have throughout the country. What's it like here in our area, in our state?
Fentanyl obviously has been on the increase and in the rise. You know, a lot of our heroin is caught with fentanyl. Fentanyl is very highly deadly. And so, fortunately, sometimes, you know, a person who's used to using heroin all of a sudden now is using the same dosage, but it's cut with fentanyl and they'll have an overdose. So it is on the rise. It is a lot of times the drug of choice now.
What can be done to shut that down, to lessen the impact?
You'd have to shut down the market. And a lot of this comes from, I think, over in Asia and whatnot in Mexico. So you'd have to have, you know, the resources, you know, such as the DEA working on trying to stop the supply coming into our country.
Do you have conversations with them about that?
Yeah, we have monthly meetings where I meet with our liaisons in the DEA and the FBI and things of that nature. And so, yeah, it's certainly on their radar.
John, what else worries you? What else are you kind of honing in on, focused in on when it comes to crime here in our state, here in our county?
Again, the gun violence is the number one issue.
That's it, homicides,
but also domestic violence. You know, domestic violence is something we take very seriously here in my office. Oftentimes, we'll prosecute individuals without the victim's cooperation if we have the evidence that can do that. Domestic violence can also, you know, often leads to more serious crimes such as assault with intent to murder or murder. We just had a double homicide the other night that was domestically related. So that's a big thing I'm focused on as well.
John, what can we do to help the domestic violence program? What can be done?
Well, you know, first is to educate the public that domestic violence does exist in our community, to ensure that victims know that they can leave their abuser, that we have resources that we can help them find a new home, a new house, apartment. We have resources to get them, you know, a job, you know, maybe a car, transportation, but to really let the victim know that they don't have to live in that abusive relationship and that they can leave at some point.
So it just seems like there are a menagerie of ways that you can help folks, not only who are victims, but even those who are committing crimes.
Yes, we have several domestic violence courts in Lansing, in 54A, I believe in 55th District Court, where individuals who, you know, have a domestic violence charge will sometimes be able to go through and get the programming they need to maybe change their behavior.
John, what other tools do you need that could help you and your team do your job better?
Again, I just think, you know, the perception that we prosecutors and law enforcement have had over the last several years, I think the table has turned where we're kind of like the bad guys now. That never used to be in my career. And so, again, I think we're having young attorneys out of law school shying away going into government work and to become prosecutors or in law enforcement. So that's the one of the challenges I see with my job.
What do you think is going to change that?
You know, I don't know. I think we got to rebuild the trust with the public. Law enforcement and prosecutors have to reconnect with our communities and earn their trust back.
We've been talking with John DeWayne. He is the Ingham County, Michigan prosecutor. He's running for re-election. You'll see his name on the ballot this November. John, we appreciate you so much, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Tony Connolly. This is Media Business. We'll see you next time on the Michigan Business Network.